Stuart Kaplan's a retired FBI special agent who joins us now. So, Stuart, what was the FBI doing this whole time?
Well, good evening, Jesse, and thank you for having me. First of all, the world or the business of espionage and counterintelligence is dirty business. The rules of engagement are cloaked in secrecy. The methods and sources are mostly unknown to most Americans. And so when you talk about the Bidens and you talk about perhaps a free pass with respect to Hunter Biden's, for example, his travel, here's a fact that your viewers need to know. As an FBI agent, we would be well aware that if a former vice president's relative, such as his son, was traveling to a foreign state, we would definitely approach that individual to make sure that their safety was first and foremost, and to ensure that if, in fact, they were approached by any potential threats, it would be reported back to the embassy or directly to the CIA or the FBI. I see a lot of smoke here all over the place, and there is no doubt that the FBI was well aware of Hunter Biden's engagements, his relationships, and he led them to a lot of individuals. But keep in mind, these are national security investigations. We may never, ever learn about what the end game was for the FBI or the CIA or the DOI, because these are national security investigations that generally do not lead to the criminal arena, where we would then hear it played out in a court of law.
So Hunter was useful to the CIA or to the FBI. Would that mean that Hunter was aware of his usefulness, or would he have no idea?
So there are two ways. Number one is, and I would imagine, given the fact that he had a lot of baggage, there was a lot of liability with respect to Hunter Biden, with respect to just the way he was behaving and living his life, there may have been an assessment that he may not have been approachable with respect to actually signing him up as an informant or as an asset in the normal course of what we generally would do. But then again, that would be something that would have to be discussed as to whether or not it made sense to approach him overtly and let him know that we want to utilize his relationships and exploit those relationships, or were we confident and satisfied that even if he was not aware of our presence, that we were surveilling him and paying attention to what he was doing, we still would reap the benefits of those contacts that he was having overseas.
So how do you interpret the classified document scandal, which is now ballooned into a special counsel investigation?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, look, I think we can all relate to maybe having someone that we have learned that lives in a household that may have some drug addiction or some behavioral problems. And I think we can all relate that we would probably safeguard our valuables, for example, our jewelry, our car keys, our weapons. And so to suggest that these national security type of classified documents were left unattended, unsecured in the Biden residence, knowing that Hunter Biden, with respect to his behavior, may have had access to them and certainly exploited or potentially exploited that. There is now, the dots seem to come back as to whether or not either the president, meaning the then vice president, or when he was out of office, did he leave them accessible to his son to allow his son to exploit those classified documents for pay to play, so to speak, overseas?
Yep. That's the question right there. Were those documents exploited for cash by Hunter Biden? Thank you very, very much, Stuart. That was eye-opening, and we appreciate you sharing that insight here.